نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. فبريز الله سبحانه وتعالى and he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify, O believe, that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. My khutbah today is concerning the mission of the Muslim. What is the purpose? What is the mission of a Muslim in this life, male or female, Arab or non-Arab? It's very important that we have to understand what is our purpose here in this life, what is our mission in this life, why we are here, what we're supposed to do. Otherwise, we're wasting our time. The purpose of your creation and your mission that's set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can be summarized in one point. For purpose of explanation, I will give it to you in 2 points. First, to memorize it, to summarize it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Indeed, I have created men and jinn for purpose of worshipping me, obeying me, making ibadah for me. This is the purpose why Allah had created us. In actuality, under the term of ibadah, the term of ibadah, which like Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi is saying, the same is a comprehensive term which everything pleasing to Allah is saying, action, feeling comes under this. If you understand this, now you understand your mission. To some Muslims, they think worship Allah alone means salah, fasting, hajj, zakah. This all what they think. This is not the ibadah, this part of the ibadah. Explained by another verse, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. So our purpose is worshipping Allah alone. And worshipping Allah alone does not mean prayer only, and fasting only, and hajj only, and zakah only. Because if we understand the term of ibadah, as Imam Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullah alayhi says, that this is a comprehensive term, which under this comes everything that Allah loves. Doesn't matter if it's done by your heart, by your tongue, or by your limbs. As a result of this, helping one another is ibadah. So it's not only salah. Helping one another is a form of ibadah. The same like salah is a form of ibadah. Helping one another for the pleasure of Allah, for the sake of Allah, this is a form of ibadah. The problem with Muslims in general, they limited the term of ibadah to the five pillars. As a result of this, they found Muslims after salah, they pick up their machine gun and kill their own Muslim brothers because they are from different tribes. And they fighting over land, oil, or flag, or constitution. Why? Because they don't understand what is Islam. They don't understand what is ibadah. So for us to know what is our mission, it's two things. Pleasing Allah and making the rest of the creation, making the creation of Allah happy. Pleasing Allah, obeying Allah, and helping mankind. And this under it comes also the kafir. How to help the kafir? The best to help you get to the kafir is to guide him to Allah. Because by guiding a kafir to Allah, you are saving his skin from his fire. And nothing else can be better than this. This society and this institution that is established outside gave the kafir everything. Money, job, degree, and with this money he can get whatever he wish or he asks for. So what we can give him different is to guide him to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is our mission, is Allah first. To please Allah by performing all things that Allah is pleased with it. Comes after this, how to extend yourself, your time, your wisdom, your money, your ability, everything for others. And this will come under this, the wife, the children, the parents, the neighbors, everybody. Two things, it's very simple. We understood the first mission by the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا يَعْبُدُونَ. Indeed, I have created jinn and mankind only for purpose of worshiping me. Now you understand the other mission والمؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم اولياء بعض. ده بيحفظ مال and female are the friends of one another, are the protector of one another, or the assistant of one another. To understand the second part of our mission as Muslims, which most of us doesn't understand about it or even care about it, إنما المؤمنون إخوة. Indeed, the believers are nothing but a single ummah, single brotherhood. Brothers and sisters, if we understand this, we are being among those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. إيمان, عمل صالح, and enjoying good in others, and have patience. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ, عَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. إيمان comes first. This is the foundation. As a result of having iman, it has to be a good deed. And the good deed can be towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards myself, towards my family, towards the human being in general. عمل الصالحات. This is another part of your mission. And even for the kafir and the non-Muslim, there is da'wah and there is nasiha. With this, now you can be happy in this life, you'll be happy in your grave, you be happy in the day of judgment, and you be from the dwellers of Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, if not, you are a loser. How he said, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By the talking of the time, all mankind are in a state of loss. So you don't want to be a loser, you want to be aware, you want to be successful, you have to have iman and amal salih. You have to give da'wah and nasiha and correct. And when you see the good, you be part of it. When you see the evil, you forbid it. And now, you could not make this ibadah. Neither you can do the ta'at, neither you can do the amal al-salih, neither you can do the da'wah or the nasiha, unless you have sabr and patience and endurance. Brothers, it's so simple. This Islam, he came to make you happy in this life before the hereafter. And he means it's the field for you to plant for tomorrow. Islam is not a religion of rituals. When somebody dies, we recite in Yaseen. When somebody about to get married, we're going to say Fatiha. And when this Eid, we're going to have some candy and sweets. Islam is not a religion of occasions. Neither it is a religion of rituals, and this is Islam. It goes with you in every inch of your life. Allah your creator, and after this extend yourself to his creation. Those people who extend themselves for Allah and forget about Allah's creation, they are not bleeding to Allah. They are not making ibadah to Allah in the proper understanding. Because the proper ibadah, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. Every inch in your life, salah, sacrifice, and everything you do in your daily life. We understand that a woman, a sinful woman, went to Jannah due to the fact extend her kindness towards a dog. And Allah forgives her. With what? A sip of water. This is what she did. And this was sufficient and enough that Allah to appreciate it from her. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make her from the dweller of Jannah. So we understand we are not here only for the mosque. We are not here to wait only when Ramadan comes and now we're going to be a good Muslims. We have to extend ourselves towards our Creator, and after this immediately extend ourselves to his creation. Because when you do this, Allah is pleased with you. But don't be like those who have forgotten their own self. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. When you do not establish iman and tawheed first, You forgot about Allah. Allah make you forget about your own self. And I always hear this question about good Christians, good Jews, good this and that, building halfway house, giving Lenten soup every Sunday, giving, you understand, sub sandwich for free for all the people every weekend. Where is these people going? They done good deeds. Yes, this is good. And Allah will reward them for it, but only in this life. But they have nothing in the hereafter. Allah will bless them for what they did, but in this life, but they have nothing in the hereafter. Allah will give them houses, Allah will give them health, houses, Allah will give them health, Allah will give them children, Allah will give them all this is enjoyment, but there is nothing. So, why? Nasullah fa'anfusahum anfusahum. They forgotten about Allah. So Allah caused them to forget to do something for to save their own soul. So we have to understand that we have to maintain how the people will enter. We have to understand that we have to focus in two things in our life. Extending ourselves towards Allah by doing what Allah said do. Stay away from the things that Allah forbids to the best of our ability. Secondly, extend yourself to mankind, and we'll start with your parents, with your children, with your wife, with your neighbors, with your Muslim community, and even to the non-Muslims if you have the means, and even to animals and trees. We have a great mission, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us in this earth to establish this mission. Now, if we want to focus our life about rituals and prayer and fasting, we are missing the point, and we are working in a way that a person doesn't understand what is the proper way to go about his deen. الصراط المستقيم الصراط المستقيم which take you to Jannah is for you worshiping Allah alone, and after this extend yourself to the human being in general. With this, as you remember, last week I had talked to you about those people who had to migrate or been forced to leave their country. And we talked last week about the Muhajirin and the Ansar, and how the Muhajirin left everything, not with their own choice, to such a degree that some of them had to leave their own wives, and even some of them they had to leave their own children. This was the ultimate of sacrifice of the believers. Anything is cheap when compared to Allah. They went to get their land, their wife, their children, even the shirt in his back, as long as that he will be able to worship Allah alone. Now, what was the duty of the Ansar? They welcoming them, they sharing with them, they splitting their property with them, even telling them, I have two wives, look which one that you admire more, I will divorce her, and after her is over, you marry her. I don't want to repeat what I said last week, but this is a reminder. And now, after we established this last week, again, I reminding you that some Muslims, they did not have a choice. And they came to this country, and we are here before, for whatever reason we came, we've been established, we have houses, we have businesses, and we have, and we have, and we have. I remind you of the hadith that I said last week, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us, من كان عنده فضل ظهر فليعد بها لمن لا ظهر له. Whosoever have additional right, let him give it to the one who doesn't have a right. وَمَنْ كَانَ عِنْدَهُ فَضْلُ زَادٍ فَلْيَعُدْ بِهِ عَلَى مَنْ لَا زَادَ لَهُ. and whosoever have extra food, let him give it to those who do not have the food. But the reporter of the hadith said, فَعَدَّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَصْنَافًا مِنَ الْمَالِ. He gave different examples, food, rice, this. Until we get to realize that we have no right to possess any property or any food or any clothes beyond our needs and our wants. I told you about the program that been established to save the Somali children, which cost us a minimum $600 every month. We are not talking about paying money for a teacher. The teacher is not getting money for this. Spending about 6 to 8 hours every week for Saturday and Sunday teaching them Salah and Quran. We have 55 children from 3 to 12 years old coming every week Saturday and Sunday. Alhamdulillah, may Allah reward you all, bless you all. You extend your, and you show your generosity last week. But what we collect is enough to go 1 week. Excuse me, it's enough to go 1 month. أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن كان. The most dearest, the dearest deed to Allah, the one you do it continuously, even if it's little. Brothers, we have to understand that we have a mission in this life. Some of these missions you could not do it as individual, neither as a family. Therefore, it's important of a community to work together and to put their hands together and to carry the responsibility towards the people that they are in our midst. And I'm telling you, brothers, believe it or not, this is a test bearing down on us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends us people to be here. And now this is a test for us. Are we fulfilling our obligation towards them or not? And the test will come more serious the next academic year coming. Because they have almost 80 to 100 children from first grade to 12th grade. Where is these children going to go? We understand we have excuse this year because they don't speak English. So they wanted the non-Muslims to give them the English. And next year they'll be able to talk English. Now who's going to take care of them? Wallahi, brothers, from a Somali brother and American brother, both of them, they told me witness. And especially the brother who is a Somali that comes with them, he said, I see the difference in the behavior of the children. This not the children that I know him when we used to be there in the camp, in the refuge place, whatever you call it. They change already. The way how they talk to the adults, the way how they behave. Now the challenge today, are we going to maintain our responsibility towards them or not? Now the challenge will come in, and I'm saying this to me and to everybody sitting here and everybody that's in Colombia. What's going to happen to about 80 children, smaller children, where are they going to go for their education? And I'm not talking about coming here to read few surahs in the weekend and after this. And I know and I can see the change in the behavior already. So are we going to save the Somali children? And I told you what happened last week, that they already been invited to the church and the parents been introduced with a movie about Jesus Christ, but the surprise that in their own Somali language. And the next step, the Jewish community also, they welcome them, they talk them to the synagogue. What are the Muslim community, regardless you're going to mosque with a Muslimin or you're going wherever you're going? Everybody in Colombia is responsible. This is a test that has fallen us. We can close our eyes, we can close our ears, and we act as if we don't know. But I'm letting you know. And I will appreciate when you go sit with a friend, 1870, tell him what the Imam was talking about, and said, me, you, your wife, my sister, every Muslim in Columbia, South Carolina, are responsible about the future of these children, because we came here with our choice. They did not come here with their choice. We've been established and maintained. You put your child in a public school or in a Muslim school or keep it home, this is your choice. But they don't have a choice. So, are we going to carry our mission? Extend yourself towards others to the best of your ability. وَابْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. Seek the hereafter with whatever Allah gave you. Now the chance is in front of us to display our iman and to put our iman in front of us to help others. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. عن أبي موسى رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: على كل مسلم صدقة. قل أرأيت إن لم يجب؟ قال: يعتمل بيده فينفع نفسه ويتصدق. قال: أرأيت إن لم يستطع؟ قال: يعين ذا الحاجة الملهوف. قال: قيل له: أرأيت إن لم يستطع؟ قال: يأمر بالمعروف أو الخير. قال: أرأيت إن لم يفعل؟ قال: يمسك عن الشر فإنها صدقة. This hadith was from the collection of Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, reported by Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is a tax upon every Muslim that you are obligated to give a sadaqah. You have to pay your tax, your duty, every day. They said, O Prophet of Allah, if a person doesn't have the means to give the charity, he said, let him go work with his own hand so he can benefit himself and help others. Give sadaqah. You don't have, go work, make a couple of dollars and take a dollar for yourself and keep 50 cents for tomorrow and give 50 cents somebody who needs it. He said, O Prophet of Allah, what about if he could not? He said, let him to help a needy person, because it's not always given money. You see, a needy person in trouble, whatever it is, he have a flat tire, help him, this is a sadaqah for you. He fixing his table, go fix the table. And he cutting the grass in front of his yard, go help this Muslim. This is a charity. Do something for somebody. You could not work, so use your energy. Use your technology. You know computer? Come to the mosque. Come help me. Dying to do some publication. Help. There's many ways to help. What do you know about electronic? Come, let's do some audio tape so we can give it for da'wah. There is many ways. Does not have to be always money. Prophet of Allah, what about he could not? He doesn't have. Not, he said, let him join the good and forbid the bad. He said, what about if he could not? All the things, I could not. He said, stay away from the evil. Don't disturb others. This will be a charity for you. Don't harm others. You could not help others. Stop at least backbiting. Stop slander. Stop talking about people, what they're doing. Criticizing the good that they're trying to do. Do something, but always be something good to others. Now let me say this. Hadith, and we'll close with it, inshallah, after a small announcement. عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رجلا جاء إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا رسول الله أي الناس أحب إلى الله وأي الأعمال أحب إلى الله؟ فقال أحب الناس إلى الله أنفعهم للناس، وأحب الأعمال إلى الله عز وجل سرور تدخله على مسلم، تكشف عنه قربة أو تقضي عنه دينا أو تطرد عنه شوعا. وأن أمشي مع أخي في حاجة أحب إلي من أن أعتكف في هذا المسجد، أي مسجد المدينة، شهرا. ومن كظم غيظه ولو شاء أن ينضله أمضاه ملأ الله قلبه يوم القيامة رضا. ومن مشي مع أخيه في حاجة حتى يقضيها له ثبت الله قدميه يوم تزول الأقدام. So beautiful, magnificent hadith. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, when he been questioned, who are the most dear people to Allah, and what is the most dearest, what is the dearest dear to Allah, he said, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, what the meaning is, the most dearest person to Allah, the one who is more beneficial to the people. Be more beneficial for the people, this is the most one that loved by Allah. Be there for the need of the people when they need you. Your time, your money, your intelligence, your muscles, help the Muslim. Do something. Don't stay away from everybody in his house. What are you doing in your houses? Muslims come here asking for help, asking for rice, asking for car to be fixed, asking for the nation, asking. Nobody wants what you want. People come knocking on your door, and after this, they die in 911. I don't know that he was a Muslim and I die in 911. So why you don't come to ask what the Muslims need? What the mosque is for? This your center? This your place? Come to the station here and say, what you need me to do? I will tell you that sister so-and-so, she don't have a place. Brother so-and-so need to learn a Fatiha. Brother so-and-so need to learn how to say Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Everybody, go there, go 15 miles, 20 miles, 50 miles. See you in Eid, see in Jum'ah. And after this we call in ourselves community. I'm not talking about Colombia. This is Colombia, this is Philadelphia, this is Florida, this is New York, everywhere. Everywhere. But the unique thing is this place that we talk about it. We are not shy to talk about it. That we can talk about it and we can see the reality of it. We can talk because we are brothers. Because we care. Other people, you could not say this. Otherwise, the Imam will be fired. This is time you have 2 weeks, 2 months more in your contract, but we gave you the $4,000, the $6,000, and you can go. You could not tell the people all this stuff. Now we have to feel the guilt in our heart. We have to feel the guilt, Imam, Shura, members, in this mosque, everywhere. The same way that when somebody dies. When somebody dies, became obligation of all the Muslims to cover him, to bury him, to wash him. If nobody did, all Colombia, South Carolina will be sinners. It's turning from Fardik Fardik before dying. Same way when we see the children of the Muslims be hunting and be able to turn them to Christian or to Jew and we're doing nothing about it, we are all of us sinners and all of us are guilty. So what is the most dearest word to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, a pleasure that you bring it to the heart of the Muslim. Remove one of his calamity. Pay his debt. Or cover his starvation. Or walk for his needs. And for me to walk with my brother to take care of his needs is much dearer to me than making i'tikaf in this haram for a whole month. To walk with your Muslim brother downtown, what's the problem, akhi? I know what kind of application you need. I will go with you and get you the application in faith and find it in the faith. Yes, it is a charity. It is part of our mission as a Muslim. We need to make time for the other Muslims. Not everything me. You're going to die sooner or later and everything leaves to somebody else. You better do something today before it's too late. You better take some of this money and put it under the mosque responsibility and fund so the mosque doesn't come and beg you every weekend. You better put some of your time for the use of other Muslims. Helping the mosque, helping the Muslims. Build a community. We so easy to build mosques, schools, storefront, bookstores, center information, everything. But the mosque has been here, at least in this location, since 1980. And again, this is not only Columbia, South Carolina. Alhamdulillah, I want to see East and West. I can tell you what's going on in America. I wish I could see one community. And you know what? I saw some communities, but I'm sorry, they are not about Sunnah. And it seems the Shaitan brings them together. They became bonded like brothers and sisters when they are about foolishness and innovation and bid'ah. But when they are about people of Sunnah, they biting each other, slandering each other. The Prophet said to walk with your Muslim brother, to do some good deeds for him, ask him about this dunya business, is much dearer for him than making i'tikaf in the haram for a whole month. And whosoever controls his anger, while he has the ability to show and express his anger, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fill his heart in the day of judgment with pleasure and content. And whosoever walk with, for the need of his Muslim brother to accomplish his wants, Allah will firm his feet in the day of judgment on the sirat. My dear respected brothers and sisters, may Allah reward you. Last week, people came with the checks with cash. $600-$800 been collected like this. But I want to tell you, brothers, we don't want to be emotionally work when somebody talk, we do. This, 5 years ago, people complained, we don't know what's going on. Now I could not put the thumb back on this financial report. Every month we voted this, or every 2 months. Sitting in the voting board, nobody wants to see it now. Why not? Before you used to complain, we don't see. Now see, they see the red line going west. It's your community. It's your mosque. I'm not asking something for my pocket. Take care of the house of Allah. The house that you come for Jum'ah is your mosque. Our expenses here is $5,000 without making any activity. It's here. And the cash has this brother sitting there. His name is Mirza. You can ask him, question him about any penny how been spending. You can even ask him for receipts. We don't have anything undercover. Not our activity, not our money, not anything. It shows you how we spend the money. They spend board every 2 months to have a new one. Why nobody wants to leave the bulletin board now? Who's responsible for this mask? It's not anybody in charge of this. It's you and me. This is our responsibility. One said this today, brother. A brother said to me, brother, I have a nasiha for you. I said, what? He said, Ahi, we understand lughat al-arqam. Hasan, what is lughat al-arqam? He said, brother, you said like this, is this not the way to work? In my humble opinion, the way that you said to people, we need $1,000, you did not say, I need $1,000. But you say, we have such a family, and this, now this your obligation, 100, your obligation, now you know $1,000. So the people, they understand the language of numbers. They need numbers. So this is the numbers. So the numbers here, I took the advice of the brother, and a big possibility, he's right, I'm wrong. It's a big possibility. The people, they need to get numbers. The numbers that we spend, approximately $5,000 every month. Utilities, cleaning, name it, everything here. This is not the Nina Khutbah, everything we bought it for the public. So now, we assume that we have 300 people come every Jum'ah. Is it need a lot of outcome? Let's say we have 300 people come to make Jum'ah. Half of them are children and women. So the husband here, the wife is not going to pay, and the husband pay. So we have 150 tuition paying or donation paying or whatever. Now, out of this 150, I forgot, I did not do my homework. I should call yesterday and ask you to count how many regular donators. Maybe you know it by heart. Do you know? Do you have any idea? 20? 25? 25 to 25 people maximum that they donate regularly to the mosque. In addition, whosoever got $5, $10, $20 every Jum'ah. We need regular donators to the mosque. Now, with the project of the Somali children, and to give us a little money in case something broke, we fix it. Thank you, brother Kaleem Wajidi, for fixing the hoses. Now we're going to take a shower today in the bathroom while it, now we have a new handle. So this is $10 every bathroom, so that's $70 in one shot like this. What we saying? Let's assume we need 60 donators. 60 donators to donate a $50 only. How much is the cable, so-and-so? I'm not going to embarrass anybody. He say he pays $65. I'm asking you $50 a month. $50 a month to be paid for the house of Allah, so the house of Allah maintain its stability, bring electricity, stay clean, can help some people when they want some help. This is not my mask. This is our mask. And even you did not come here until Jum'ah only, still this is the mask of Allah. You have to feel a sense of obligation towards this mask. And you have to do it. Brothers, I bought only 60 application. I'm asking today before you leave, and I have the pens ready, I have the application, and I know that you're so busy, you don't have the time to sit and write all the information. All what I'm asking, you write your name and your phone number. And after this, the treasurer will call you and get your address. We mail you like the electric bill every month so you can remember. Because I know most of you sincere and love the mask and would like to help, but they forget that a new month came. We will come and knock in your door or send it in mail. Do you think we can? I'm not going to do a fundraising and say how many people and put people in a spot, because I know some people they don't want. And some people they don't care about what I'm saying. And some people they care, but I'm not going to put anybody on the spot. I say, who else? Who else? And people say, no, I'm not doing this. This green application, that with the black mark here, is sitting beside the charity box and the pen beside it. And also, I put for your convenience some on the left side beside the imam's office, on what you need, pull one and leave. And also for your convenience, I put some under the mailbox outside with some pins. And also for your convenience, I put some for the system. And also for your convenience, I put some upstairs. All what I ask, you write your name and your phone number. We take care of this after this. So we need to collect a minimum $6,000 regularly every month. So we pay our bill, so that we did not see the embarrassment line. I call it embarrassment line. Okay? You see this deficit? Alright? When you could spend $5,000 a month and your income $3,000, what is this? This is the center of a Muslim. I shouldn't put these things on the bulletin board, because we have some non-Muslims that come here. This is embarrassment for us. Can you pay a cable? Can you pay for a connection between you and Allah? Can you make a connection between you and Allah for $65 towards the month monthly? Can you? Is it too much? We ask 60 Muslims, male or female, to make a regular donation of a $50 every month. Every month. The same thing like a water bill, electric bill, telephone bill, there is a mask bill, and we are responsible about it. It's me and you. Brothers, the application is outside. And Lord Al-Arqam, I will tell you next week how much, inshallah, we collected. So you be aware, because after I get khutbah, everybody assume, oh yes, so he's mashallah, he's so rich, he will take care of all the $6,000 a month. But the surprise, everybody assuming so-and-so will give, and after this, maybe 5 or 10 give. I will tell you, inshallah, next week. I don't believe in embarrassing anybody or putting anybody on spot or point finger to anybody. It's outside, you won't take it, alhamdulillah. You don't want to show it off and you come later on when everybody makes a salah and take one and fill it and say, alhamdulillah. But I put 60 application outside for you to donate a regular $50 every month. And we give you the right that you can question how we spend this money. You can see anything if you have a doubt about anything. But if you are not about what we're doing, no problem. The mask is still open. Alhamdulillah, you pay or you didn't pay, the mask always been open every day. Nice, air conditioned, clean, prepare for anybody to come to make salah, to borrow a video, borrow a book, borrow a tape, to sit down for relaxation, taking even a nap, the mask been always, alhamdulillah. open for the five time prayers, and from Zohar about 1 o'clock until 10 o'clock every day. You tell me about any other mosque in America doing the same, okay? We have it open. You pay, you don't pay, we don't have this membership. If you don't pay, you can't do this or you could not do. You pay it for Allah, you doing it for your own self. Brothers, this is what's happening in our community, and I hate to stand here to give khutbah about give, because you're supposed to be naturally, by being a believer, a Muslim, this is supposed to be your nature, a giver, to be a giver towards Allah, towards the believers, towards the house of Allah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم.